Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. This week's flying by.
Hell yeah.
This year's flying by. Enjoy it. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It is going by super, super duper fast, man. But yeah, we're getting here. It is a Trillville Thursday here on the midday show. Fall's in the air, Andy.
It is.
And I don't like it.
I know, but
I don't like it.
Here's what I know you and Bo don't, but
I don't like it.
Happens every year, guys.
So what? I still don't like it.
It'll be warm again soon.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Let us who do enjoy it. You know what I mean? We're happy for you in the summer when we're sweating our asses off and you guys are liking it.
Yeah.
And when we get to put our flannel on and go to the pumpkin patch, you guys let us have our moment.
Y'all going to again?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Not
pumpkin
yet.
Patch would be just
too
as
hot.
Fun
too
if it were warm outside.
No, it wouldn't.
With flip-flops and a tank top.
You cannot, 100%. No, man. You can't drink hot apple cider and have a flannel on when it's hot out like that. That's
you like
part of it.
You like hot apple cider like that?
Only at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, okay.
That's a fireball.
It's part of it. It's
like,
all part of it.
You like all that?
No, it's
you
a part of it.
You're a festive guy, though.
I am a festive guy.
You get into all the moves, and you have
I like
definitely
to lean in.
Have a festive wife.
I do.
Yes, that likes all that stuff. And
again, we didn't go to the pumpkin patch. Here's the thing about us. There are multiple pumpkin patches. You know,
oh,
it's not just one. Like when we go up to Burt's, that's like the whole thing because you go up to Dawsonville and, you know, it's a drive and that's where we get our big pumpkins that we carve. But you can't carve a pumpkin yet. It'll be rotten by Halloween.
Right.
But our church also has a pumpkin patch.
Oh.
So we did that last night.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
It was October 1st. It's time to get some pumpkins
it's
on the porch.
It's time to go in, yeah, man. I'm at you, man. But yeah. But no, I mean, as we get to October, it's always good football and stuff going on, obviously. Tonight, who's playing tonight? I forgot.
It's got an NFC West matchup between the 49ers and the Rams.
Oh, between who's playing for the 49ers?
Good, I don't know.
Because, I mean, everybody's
it's probably
going
to be Mac Jones.
Probably, and he's not even healthy all the way.
No, he's not.
You know, so, I mean, do you get a ball? Y'all got Christian McCaffrey, so hopefully they give Christian McCaffrey the ball 30 times tonight.
He's somehow in his life of always being injured. In that world where everyone's hurt for them,
everybody.
The one guy who's not.
Yes.
Knock on wood and everything else. But, yeah, McCaffrey's been really good through four games with everybody else banged up. They're also 3-1.
Like, yes, that's which
thing,
is crazy.
That thing about it is Mac Jones has started, half their games so far, and they don't have anybody to throw it to, and everybody on defense is hurt.
Yeah.
They're 3-1.
Yeah, man.
Kyle Shanahan's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it, man. But they're going against that fierce – that Rams defense is fierce, man. They get after – the quarterback, they knock him around. And Matt Stafford, I mean, he's playing well. Puka Nacua, if he's not the best receiver in the league, he's one of the best. And not just catching the ball, he does so many different things. Like, he is such a key to their offense. And Sean McVay's a hell of a ball coach, too, so that should be a good game. But, the thing – and oh, let me find this tweet because I'm thinking about the injury part.
Which tweet?
No, I saw. Come on, man. Come on. Don't do that.
Okay, I'll just ask him. There's a lot of tweets, you know. People tweet all day.
Because I saw this from Jonathan Jones. I'm talking about Andrew says.
That tweet.
There have been 38 starting quarterbacks through the first 4 weeks of this season.
Okay.
Deal with Dylan Gabriel getting the start and Cooper Rush getting the start. Mm-hmm. 40 starting quarterbacks through week 5.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
That's crazy. And when you look at all the injuries that this goes on in the league.
Yeah.
And I know we was talking about that I'm having fun, no bands and put some iron on your back and everything. They don't put enough physicalness on their body before game anymore. Before the season starts. Same thing when I was talking to Mike the other day when Mike was here when we talked about the Hawks got a game on Monday. Mm-hmm. Like, no training camp?
Right.
Oh, like, you got to get yourself physically ready to go. You can't be trying to ramp up in season.
Yeah.
That's when you get hurt. That's when you pull stuff when you're trying to ramp yourself up during the season.
Well, I also think, yes, I think that's why we see so much of that in September in the NFL. I think that's why we see so many injuries in the NBA in the first round of the playoffs. Because guys try to go from what they're doing in the regular season, which is super
chill,
kind of vibing out, and then maybe playing hard in the fourth quarter, or not even playing on a given night.
Right.
There's so much of the load management going on, and then you get in the playoffs and you try to play hard for 40 minutes every single night. I know it's 48, but they only starters only play about 35, 40. And then you have everybody tearing their Achilles and knees and this and that and the other thing because. You can't just go from that to that. You can't just flip the switch. I think that's a huge issue that the NFL has right now. It's also, you just said it's always good ball. It's good ball because we like ball.
Yes.
It's going to get better.
Yes.
September NFL football has become preseason.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of sloppiness.
Yes.
And, especially with young teams like the Falcons are, you can see that variance in performance where you get beat 30-0 by a truly bad team in Carolina.
Yes.
And then you come back and beat a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year and put up 34 points.
They might not win a damn game.
Carolina?
Yeah.
They're not good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They might not win another damn game.
Now that would be a one-off.
Yeah.
If the one win, because there's been teams that only have one win before. I don't think that one win was 30-0. You know what I mean? Now they play the Dolphins on Sunday. They could beat the Dolphins.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Panthers could beat the Dolphins.
I take that back. But I just with these injuries and you got different quarterbacks playing and all those different things. It's like especially with take a look at Baltimore. They're 1-3 right now, and their quarterback's gonna be out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so decimated with the injuries. Like their whole they're probably because they play Houston. They probably have. 7 new starters?
Yeah.
Because all other guys are hurt in this game? I mean, it's crazy. And you still go Baltimore. Benefit of the doubt because it's Baltimore kind
of. You get benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, because I'm still not sold on Pittsburgh for whatever reason. But still, I mean, you look at the Joe Burrow situation. You look at what's going on in we're just talking about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I hate when people say, that's why they protect quarterbacks. Because of, when the quarterback's out, the ball is not as just good when you lose all these starting quarterbacks, which is true.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that, right? Like you just said, we're going to have our 40th and 41st starting quarterback so far this year already this weekend. You protect quarterbacks all you want. If offensive line plays as bad as it is, guys are going to get hurt.
And it's bad. And it's bad.
And that's, that it's just a – it's all – like a function of something else,
right.
This is bad because this is bad. This is bad because they don't do this the same way that, and I understand, I think that their intentions are in the right place when they make the decisions they make,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We talk about it every single July and August when we're up there in Flowery Branch, talk about the Falcons. The reason they do what they do is understandable from the standpoint of protecting investments, but at the same time, you have to practice football to be good at it.
That's the part right there that chaps my ass. Not you saying,
right.
But saying that right there got hurt any damn way.
It did.
Got hurt anyway.
But that's what they say, right?
Right.
And that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Is because they think that they've cornered the market with sports medicine. They think they can outdo decades of what you guys have always done with sports medicine, which clearly you can't. And I don't know, guys make more money now? I don't know.
Yes.
I think that's what it boils down to.
Right.
It's like we got so much more invested in this dude that we have to protect that.
At all times.
At all times. Well, kind of. We are still going to ask him to play football, which is literally the most dangerous thing you can do in
sports. The most dangerous thing you're going to do, and we're going to put you in a spot or in a place where you're not acclimated to that part.
Right.
Because game day hits are so much harder because you don't get tackled.
Mm-hmm.
Thud pace, whatever. It's good. Stay off the ground. Thud, all that. Thud ain't tackle. All right? And I'm talking on both sides. As far as you thudding up the runner and the runner hit. No, it's a big difference. And that's why I'm like, it's always going to be risky whenever you're coming in lukewarm. You're not coming in revved up and hot. You can talk about all the training camp and all that other crap, joint practices and all that. You ain't even tackling the nap. So it's going to take its toll on you. And it's gonna, these injuries are not stopping here. They're going to keep mounting. They're going to keep mounting and everything like that, because a lot of it is just that getting up to speed, getting your body acclimated to all the tackling and blocking and hitting and all these things. And then the timing of the routes. And because that's another thing. Like the routes and all these, like, it's just everything is so off right now. And it's going to continue to get that, because they're going to do less and less. Every year they do less. Every year they do less in training camp, preseason. And then you get to the regular season, and it looks like straight ass. And that's going to continue to go.
But it's October now, it'll start to look better. And the Falcons have a bye week, so they can work on some stuff, too, self-scout and all that.
They're gone.
Huh?
They're gone for the week.
Oh, that's true. They're not working on anything right now.
They're not self-scouting nothing.
Well, they're recovering.
Yeah.
Active recovery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sports science.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, when they put that science behind sports, man, I swear, hell, everything went down damn hill. Everyone just runs that through the damn ringer. Well, the sports science lets us know that. Yeah, okay. Sports science in a physical-ass football game. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we get here?
I don't know. I just got irritated.
Yeah, you got mad.
Yeah, I got mad and irritated.
All right. Yeah. We're good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's say something good about something.
We got?
I don't know. Falcons aren't playing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would love for them to be playing this weekend. Bye weeks suck when you don't when it's well.
It's nice to have a bye week off a win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the thing like that. Losing bye week, I mean, that's just the most miserable thing in the world, because you're chomping at the bit to get back out there. If it was a bye week loss, I promise you they'd be practicing this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they'd have the whole week off.
They'd have the whole week off.
Yeah, if you flipped it, if the Washington win was week three and then you played like you played against Carolina week four.
Oh, no.
I don't think that'd be 2 weeks
off. We got to go in and get this bang shang lang in.
Which also, like, you know, it's not that far removed. Like, maybe you don't have to have the whole week off. But anyway, they have the whole week
off.
We're
not going to do that.
It is what it
is. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I know, well, we can't, because we'd drive ourselves crazy if we did. Because, again, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. It's like that, you know, it's not the main reason, I don't think, why stuff hasn't gone as well as you've wanted it to the last couple of years with the Falcons. But it might be part of it.
Could be.
You know, it's like, you know, it's also hard to wrap your head around the sub-500 team being like, oh, we're gonna take it easy this week.
Yeah.
Like, well, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't take it easy.
Like, keep that edge.
Yeah.
You know,
pretend
like
you just got beat 30 to nothing.
Yeah.
Because you did.
Because, I mean, you got your ass whipped.
It really only was 1 week ago where that happened.
By a horrible.
Anyway.
Horrible.
Georgia has an opportunity to bounce back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Alabama game still, you know, that's the last one that got played on Saturday. Kentucky is probably a good opponent to have if you're trying to get right a little bit, as Georgia will be trying to do off that Alabama loss. And Alabama gets an opportunity to get a little bit of revenge on Vanderbilt as well, which is funny to say. It's funny that is, you know, it's such a symptom of where we're at right now in college football. And I like it. I like that Vanderbilt's relevant and they're undefeated and that's fun. And they beat them last year.
I mean, hell, they got the oldest team. And that was a crazy ass graphic that Rusty sent us earlier.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
It does.
Like
when
when you think about how things level a little bit, Vanderbilt isn't able to be competitive with teams like Alabama or whoever because they have the same level of talent,
right?
Like player for player. They got to do it a little bit different. You got to hit right in the transfer portal, which they did at the quarterback spot. And then you got to have a bunch of older guys that play really well together and sort of make up for it like that.
Yep.
I think that's what surprised Alabama last year, because they're so much more talented
than
them, and they are this year too. Yeah. Just a bunch of guys who played a lot of football together and work really well together as a unit. But again, like, that now kind of evens it out a little bit, because Bama would have had not only better talent, but also better talent that had played together a lot and worked together better as a unit.
Yes.
Now you don't have that. Now you got a lot of young guys. So the talent is trying to compete with that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get that level of playing.
Yeah. But I think you mentioned it. I think that for Vanderbilt, that's all they got to compete, because they're having a great year this year. I don't think that this year or last year affects their recruiting of high school players. I think they got to go and get these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if it levels out the playing field, well, you got Vandy on damn game day, hell yeah.
It's great.
Hell yeah.
That's where game day is?
Yeah.
Saturday? It's
mm-hmm.
in Tuscaloosa?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Down in T-Town.
Yeah, that's great. I think they're going to get their revenge, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm
they're 10.5-point favorites. I think they cover that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, week 5 in the NFL starts tonight, kicks off right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the 49ers and the Rams. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15 for Thursday Night Football. I would not have guessed this if you would have not told me. Rams favored by 8.5. Now, yeah. I would have guessed the Rams were favored at home, right. And I think they're a better team, but 8.5 is a lot.
Yeah, man. This is all about the injuries. You know, Mac Jones is not true there. I mean, Mac Jones will be starting.
Oh, he's 2-0.
I think Pearsall's out. Jennings is out. Jeez. We already know Kittle's is out.
Right.
So, I mean, it's Christian McCaffrey or bust. Like, I'm talking about 30-plus touches or something for them to be able to stay in this game tonight. Or you get to a point where we're out of it. Let's who's there? The one from
Robinson. Is it Brian Robinson?
Yes, Brian Robinson, the young man.
Let's start him
Washington.
Too, Bo. We have him too.
Yeah, I would.
Let's start them both.
Yeah, because I mean, what else do they have?
Because we don't really have any other running backs. So anyway,
no, I'm just thinking like, what else do the 49ers have?
I don't know.
As far as people who can make plays,
yeah.
I mean, we talked about the tight end that made the great catch after Kittle's got here.
Uh-huh.
But that's
I don't even know his name.
I don't even know his damn name.
Tongas. Jake Tongas.
Jake Tongas.
Yeah.
There
so,
you go.
I mean, you're up the creek right now when you look at that. And then how the Rams.
Yeah, that is that Kendrick Bourne.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think he went to Eastern Washington University.
This might get ugly.
My mom went there.
This might get ugly.
That's never good when we're talking about where my mom went to college with breaking down a football game.
Yeah, this might get ugly tonight, man.
It might. Yeah, eight and a half could be real.
And we know how good the Rams are. We know that they can run the ball. They can throw it. Puka Nacua had a great day. I mean, Kyron Williams is playing really, really good right now.
Yep.
And we already talked about that defense, man. These young boys get after it, you know, with Young and Verse and those that young linebacking core.
They've done a great job.
Just a hell of a job to go from blank them picks to picking starters in the second, third, fourth round that make immediate impacts on their football team.
Yep. You can say blank them picks when you then pick like that
yes.
in later rounds.
Yes.
And also when you win a Super Bowl for blanking them picks.
Yes.
Good for them. All right, we'll get back more into college football in about 15 minutes from right now, but obviously some huge games on Saturday. Vanderbilt at Alabama, a little revenge from last year. That's where game day will be. Miami and Florida State, yeah, pretty interesting too. Be a little bit more interesting if Florida State wouldn't have lost to Virginia last week, but that's all right. Still a good game. Georgia, Kentucky, and some other good ones. We'll spend a little bit more time on all that coming up in about 15 minutes. Obviously, the news yesterday was that Brian Snitker will not be back as Braves manager. Everyone now sort of turning their attention.
Did he step down?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, he didn't have a contract.
I know, but I kept seeing today that Brian Snitker steps down as manager. It's like, did he step down?
Well, it was his decision.
What we're being told. What was that hand gesture, Bo?
Yeah. Exactly. But again, like,
I have zero reason to believe that it was not 100% his decision, though. Like, yeah, it seems like the vibe around the club and from him, and
there's no reason to think otherwise.
So although he didn't have a contract, he could have signed one. So I guess, you know.
Do other people have a different reason to think otherwise?
I don't know. All right. I mean, whatever is ever, I'm all in it. So I think that, you know.
What are you getting at?
Nothing. Oh. But I thought the best thing about yesterday is, and it's always when you have this situation, when the players show up and all those different things. I do believe this was not something that Schnitt made a decision on yesterday or the day before. No. I think this is something that he probably let Alex know after the season. Like, hey, I know what I said, and I was caught up in the emotions and all those different things. Me and Ronnie, we finna take our ass to Florida.
Why?
I'll see y'all for trade.
Why?
They're sending them to Hawaii.
They're sending them to Hawaii.
The Braves got him a new truck.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Seems like a truck guy. A trip to Hawaii and one other thing. I remember what it was.
So next year they're going to induct him into the
Braves. Oh, and the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The team Hall of Fame.
Yeah, me and Ryan, we going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I hope it's like a month.
Yeah.
Because spending a month in Hawaii, you'll come back and you'll be like.
How about the whole winter?
I'm going back.
Wouldn't you just love to go to the whole winter in Hawaii?
That'd be pretty good.
That would be phenomenal.
My mom and brothers are in Hawaii right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Man, she just got back.
Right as it gets cold.
She went to Norway and then she was like, you know, let's go to the other side of the world.
Hold on.
Hawaii.
Hold on, dog. She started taking them dudes on trips until you left, huh? Wait until you get back.
I got to go on some stuff. She took me to Mexico for my 21st birthday. That was fun.
I know it was.
Yeah, we had a good time. What other trips? We went to
Yosemite.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a twofer because somebody got married.
Oh, okay.
So we drove out to Helena.
Yeah.
And went to the wedding. And then we drove down to Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
I went to Yellowstone. And, you know, we used to go to Spokane.
There we go.
Visit my uncles.
There we go. Riding a cold, get to go to Hawaii.
I get to go. I guess I should have just stayed living there.
Yeah.
And then I could have gone to Hawaii.
Bald ass barb. Take it away.
I'll take. Anyway, I'm not going to badmouth my brothers. Ryan's had a tough couple years, and so he deserves to go to Hawaii. Here's Brian Snitker talking about how it's not hard to leave the job. It's
the
hard
job's
to
not
leave
hard.
The people. Oh, shut up, Andy.
The job's not hard to leave. The relationships and the experiences and all that's what's tough. You know, not seeing guys every day and working relationships. And we got an unbelievable team here that we work with, from the greatest trainers, strength coaches, video guys that I nuzzle up to all the time. They're kind of my sounding boards. It's everybody, the clubhouse kids, the clubhouse staff, the media.
No, I mean, I knew Snit was my kind of guy.
That's always the one thing whenever you leave something like that, is you miss the relationship. Just like when a player, they always talk about, you know, you miss the locker room. I mean, you miss all those different things, the camaraderie, especially when you think about how long Snit's been doing this.
Yeah.
And then how long the seasons are. So you're around these people. We always talk about more than that. You're around your teammates or whatever more than your family. And so, yeah, I mean, the clubhouse is going to miss Snit. It's always going to be special when he comes back. He's not going to be there every damn day advising. You know, he's going to come back. Obviously, we know that they're going to put him in the hall and all those different things. But, I mean, him and Ronnie still come around every now and then. Bo be down there in the Truist Club. Ronnie pop up, hey, Bo, what's up? Get me my Tito's or something like that. And then they go about their business, man. But, I mean, just a great career, hell of a manager. For him to carry this team through that rebuild that they had with the Malik Smiths and all these dudes.
That's always the guy you say.
I know.
Malik Smith.
I thought Malik's gonna be good.
Is
actually.
Your Kent Bazemore.
I thought he was going to be good.
Because I always mention Kent with the contract.
Yes, I thought he was going to be good. I'm sorry. I did.
Malik's
did
also a fun name.
Did you see what the Heat gave a role player contract yesterday?
Who?
I don't even know his name. He's
really?
A role player.
Who?
He got 4 years for like $60 million?
No, it's a really good time to be a second contract NBA player
I'm
right
like,
now.
Whoa. He averaged 10 points last year, and they said because they're going to increase his role.
Oh, Jovic.
Yeah.
Jovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikola Jovic. Not Jokic.
Yeah. I thought
is it just because his name is close?
Yes.
To
I was
Nikola
like, whoa.
Jokic.
Hold on now.
4 year, $62 million contract for a guy that honestly probably most NBA fans haven't even
yes.
heard of. Like, you're a Heat fan.
He's like the eighth. Now he's like the ninth guy, but they said they're going to increase his role this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope.
I hope so.
He's only 22, but yeah, again, like, that's the
Pat Riley. Pat Riley be giving out some woo bangers, man.
Yeah. There's
he didn't want to give D-Wade his money, but you gave Hassan Whiteside all that money. Gave Duncan Robinson all that money.
Yeah.
There was another one they gave a bunch of money to. Dunn or Nunn?
Oh, Kendrick Nunn?
I think Kendrick, yeah.
Is it?
Damn.
Yeah.
Old Godfather.
Good for them.
Old Godfather.
Snitch said something yesterday that is definitely it's true of what he did, and it's also very much something that I try to apply in general.
Nuzzling?
In life. Not, I do like to nuzzle and snuggle and cuddle. He said, tried to leave it better than I found it.
Yes.
Which is such a beautiful sentiment in general. But he did. He did leave it better than he found it, right? I mean, he took over as the interim manager.
You're absolutely correct.
No intention by them to have him be here for a decade and then just earned it. Like, first, the respect of the clubhouse, because
yes.
that's how he kept his job.
Yes.
He
didn't, they vouched.
They didn't win a lot of games that first year, but they vouched for him. They said, no, this is good, like this vibe. And even like the proof of that, I think, continues. Like, Hassan Kim came in and talked about how good of a vibe
now,
it was.
He's
in there
a player
early.
Option, right? He's a player.
It's up to him.
Okay. All right.
It's up to him. But like that's one of those things that even as the results weren't as good the last couple of years, nobody ever talked about that part of it.
Right.
And again, like that great, like, you know, we did all that with Dan Quinn was like, well, the players haven't quit. Was like, well, great. Okay. That's also like a pretty low bar
right.
for when we're talking about professional sports. I'm glad the locker room stayed good. I wish they would have won more games.
That's more important, yeah.
But yeah, no, I do think that the situation that the next manager inherits is significantly better than the situation that Snit inherited.
No doubt about it.
And there's a lot of people responsible for that. He would even be the first to say that, I'm sure. But a lot of people responsible for that. But that you got this got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
to give your whole career to an organization and then be able to sort of walk away like this.
Yeah, I mean, the core of this group, when it's consistent, is one of the best in ball. It just hasn't been consistent.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the manager who comes in there, obviously he whoever he is, if he's a guy from the outside, he's going to want to do different. Some things different than it was when Schnitt was here or when Bobby was managing and all those different things. He's going to want to come in here and maybe bring some new, fresh ideas. But still, this goes, you know, the manager thing is important, but what does Alex do? First, who he hired, and then what does he do to bring in the requisite player to make this team?
Yeah.
Because more than anything, you got to have players, but these guys who are on these long-term contracts who are not going anywhere, we all know the names, they got to be consistent.
Definitely. I mean, 100%. Like, there's holes in the roster you have to fix. We can ask Grant this question. I'm going to ask you, and I think you'll probably say, I don't know, maybe you do know, when we have him on at 12:20. But people say, like, fresh ideas and stuff like that with a new manager. What does that mean in baseball?
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Like, you know?
Yep.
There's different types of offenses in football
right.
and in basketball. You can go tempo, whatever. Like, what are they going to do?
Hit better?
Going to swing on the first pitch more or less? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, even there, your approach for every pitcher is different. That's what makes baseball so unique. Like
right.
every pitcher that comes to every game that
right.
is.
I just, when people say maybe they can get a new manager with fresh ideas.
They're like, is he got a.
What idea?
There's a certain aggressiveness that you
hurt.
Could be. Or, yeah, there
that
you go.
Should be that's the fresh idea.
We're going to bunt
healthy.
More?
Maybe new stretching techniques.
Or maybe.
We're going to bunt more or something like this.
It just feels, maybe Grant knows. Maybe Grant knows. Like,
yeah.
What makes a like this manager significantly different than this manager when it comes to baseball?
I don't know.
Because in football, it's easy. Like, we can say
right.
that in football. Easy.
Right.
Basketball, same thing.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the same thing with people are saying, well, bring this guy back or bring that guy back. He was great when he was here. Do you know who he coached when he was here?
I know. I think those are the fresh ideas.
Yeah, do you know me, Coach? tomorrow, Andy, me and you will be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Us?
Yes, me and you, dog. So make sure y'all come have lunch and enjoy the scenic views as we get you ready for the Big Egg weekend of college and pro football. That's this Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Come nuzzle
come
up
holler
to
at you. No, don't touch me.
Holler at Randy, nuzzle up to me.
Please, if you're out there listening, you come tomorrow, I want you to walk up and try to nuzzle Andy, and I want to see what he's going to do.
Nuzzle me. I'm happy to be nuzzled. We'll come back and talk about the college
they
football
play us
Saturday.
In Fulton County Jail, right? Somebody fresh out.
No, I don't want to get nuzzled in jail. I don't want to do anything in jail.
They're going
to
stop by.
Oh.
Yeah.
All are welcome.
Yeah, going to stop by. But that trash
that's
bag
the thing
on their
about,
shoulder.
That's the thing
go.
About
go.
This show. This show's for all everybody. You got out of jail last week? You come on down to Twin Peaks. We're not excluding anybody, all right? And nuzzle me, please. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday. That's what we're missing. As soon as they stopped using that record player scratch, everything went sideways. Bring it back. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get back into the NFL tonight and look ahead to this weekend in an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Grant McCauley is going to join the show at 12:20. Obviously, the topic of conversation with Grant is going to be Brian Snitker not returning as the Braves manager, however you want to put it, stepping down or whatever. He's not going to be the manager next year, and so someone else is going to. I'm sure Grant has a few ideas on who those people might be. And what I'm really interested in getting, and we kind of talked about it there at the end of the last segment, just kind of getting Grant's thoughts on what he feels like this team needs and what different managers and managerial styles offer. You know, because I'm not qualified to say what this team. I think Snit was perfect for them in the moment.
Number
of years ago.
Right.
Obviously, for various reasons, that's tailed off over the last couple of years. What this group needs now is what, and hopefully, Grant.
Would you
knows
think it
exactly
would be more or less when we talk about the fresh ideas, more analytics?
You know, that's as fresh as it gets.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
More analytics.
It could be.
Or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
How could you have more? Like, doesn't it seem like every decision is based on that these days?
Yeah, but, you know, to me, it looked like Schnitt was more of a gut guy. You know, he's a gut guy. Now it's all going to be analytics.
Yeah.
Like, baseball loss is gut. A lot of that. You know, loss is gut. You know? And
there's also no fat players anymore. I know that's not what you meant. Yeah, but we used to have, like, pretty talented fatsos in Major League Baseball. Yeah, and we don't have those anymore.
No,
but we need them.
We need some fat guys in baseball.
We do. We need a fat power here. Yeah, give me a Bartolo. Give me a Cecil Fielder. I know we had Prince for a while, right. But, you know.
John Kruk?
Kruk.
You ever recall any of those guys ever having, like, a torn ACL?
No.
Can't pull fat. I think that's what Kruk said. I think that was a Kruk quote.
You're right.
That's exactly what he said.
That was a Kruk quote, yeah.
But I mean,
I think even Schwarber used to kind of be fat, and then he got all skinny.
Yeah, but I think everything's a process of the times now. When you look at interest in sports, it just happens in everything. I still don't remember everybody pulling something or something like that every damn time. And as I always say, it's that excuse that irritates the hell out of me. Well, athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster. No, they're not.
No. I mean, it's two generations.
They've always been big.
Yeah, people have been really big.
They've always been really big, really fast.
Yeah, I don't know.
And those type of things.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. One more thought on that as we're sort of reflecting on the nature of things right now.
It's bye week.
It's a bye week. And it's Thursday. College football is a couple days away. We'll get to the games in a minute. Do you remember as a kid ever needing the amount of water that these kids these days seem to need?
There's no way.
I don't remember ever drinking. Maybe after gym class, you'd go to the water fountain.
No, but I'm saying.
I don't remember
you have
the focus on hydration.
I tell you what I did.
Being
Andy,
as high as it
you
is
know what,
these
what
days.
I try to do with my kids, especially when we're outside? Like, drink out the water hose.
No problem.
Remember that water hose? That water hose water used to hit so hard. Or under the spigot where you just had that cup, that hand with your cup.
I drank out of the water hose this morning.
Yeah.
Because I mowed the lawn.
Never in
and
my
it was
younger
there.
Life. Did I own a water bottle?
I didn't have a water
Much
bottle.
Much less a $40 water bottle.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what it is because these water bottle companies are like, we have to trick kids into thinking that they have to have water with them at all times so we could sell these $40 water bottles.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm sitting here with a Yeti coffee cup right now, but it was given to me for free.
But you're a grown-up.
I am a grown-up, too, and it is coffee.
But I'm with you.
But I do also have an Nalgene water bottle.
But I am with you, though. When did we didn't need no damn water. I will always remember, because it never happened when I was playing. I was coaching, and I'll always remember, and I heard the horn. I thought the period was over. Water break. It's like, what the hell do you mean water break? It's water right there. Just go get something. Let's keep going.
Right. And I don't even mean that.
It's a 5 minute period.
Right.
I played in Miami with 2 days and all that.
Sure.
Water break. While you're between plays,
right?
Go get you some of that water.
But I'm not even talking about staying hydrated in August while practicing football. I'm talking about going to kindergarten inside.
Yeah.
Like, I was driving, like, she has a water bottle. She takes it every day. We forgot it the other day we were driving. She's like, I don't have my water bottle.
How'd she take it?
She was furious.
Okay.
Now, luckily, it's 2025, and I'm a parent, so I've got 9 water bottles in my car at all times.
Right.
And I was like, oh, why don't you use this one? I gave her the one that Bo gave me for Christmas with all the National Park stickers on it. So I was like, you can tell people you've been there. So I sold it. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Half of being a parent of a young person is being a salesperson.
Yes.
And so it's fine. But I was like, I don't remember having any opinion about water bottles when I was 5.
You know what?
I don't even think I heard of a water bottle.
Dude,
I thought
the coolest
5.
Thing in the world was having a thermos.
Yeah.
Like the one time Mama did get me a nice lunchbox when I was a kid, you had the little thermos with the little cup.
Oh yeah,
it was a Kool-Aid.
Yeah, or yeah.
I think that's all we had.
My dad had a nice Stanley thermos that he took coffee to work in every day. And it was badass because the coffee would still be hot at the end of the day if you didn't drink it all.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Like blue collar, got to have your coffee, had dents in it, you know?
Right.
Had the same one for 30 years and all that. Yeah, I don't remember water.
I don't know. I don't.
Anyway, that's something that crossed my mind the other day.
That's a good pull.
I think Bo's right, though. I think it's all capitalism. It's Stanley.
Now, what does Stanley make?
And Hydro Flask.
They make cups for cheer moms.
And all this other
stuff. Five times as much.
Exactly.
And then make that damn noise.
And these and the thing about those Stanley cups that everybody loves so much, they don't even, if they tip over, they don't need the water.
They're
comes
not spill proof.
They're not even spill proof.
Yes.
$40. I need some spill proof.
So, full transparency, Dick's Sporting Goods just had a lot of Stanley water bottles, not the ones with handles, on sale for $20. So I found one that was blue, slapped a Norcross softball sticker on it. I bought one.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
What?
One of the best investments
what
ever.
What the hell?
Like, they literally out in the sun for 2 hours playing softball. It keeps ice in there.
They do keep water.
They do work.
Or hot.
That's all I'm saying is they do work.
Does it say Stanley on their bow?
It does. Oh. It's a water bottle. It's not a cup.
Stanley makes great products.
They do.
I'm just saying, we didn't all need to
but
have.
They're very expensive. It was half the price of what it normally is. So I went ahead and got one, and I don't regret it.
I'm the last one, huh?
I don't have one.
Oh, you know, okay.
No, I don't have one.
Okay. I know both. I know Abe has a couple.
Now, my wife has three, and my daughter has two.
But I know that my man Bo was going to stick with me on this whole Stanley thing.
But I got one for $20, not $40.
And you put a sticker on it so people can't tell.
Yeah. Well, no, they can tell. Oh. I just had to personalize it.
Okay. All right. A lot of well-hydrated athletes will be playing college football on Saturday. Vanderbilt at Alabama, that's where College Game Day is. I get it. You can hype that up. I mean, I suppose you could go to Miami at Florida State. Maybe they would have.
I think if Florida State wins, I think they would probably be there.
Yeah, both undefeated.
Yeah, they're both. It's gonna be in Tallahassee. I think it's gonna be a good ass game. I do. I think Miami wins the game.
Yeah, I do.
But I think it's gonna be a good game down there. Rivalry.
It's a very important game for Florida State.
Yes.
Like you go from beating Alabama the way that they beat Alabama to start the season,
right?
And then obviously you win your easy ones after that, and. I don't know, were you looking ahead? I'm not trying to take anything away from Virginia because Virginia played well in that
Virginia's
game.
Virginia's been pretty good this year.
And that's the thing about college football these days is these traditionally not great teams can all of a sudden pop up and be Indiana last year or be Vanderbilt this year or something like that. So Virginia might be pretty good. Who knows? They have a good quarterback and all that. But Florida State could go from undefeated, looking ahead to Miami and all that, to in 8 days having two losses and everything's different.
Yeah, I'm just looking at their schedule because they got Miami, and then after that, it's pretty smooth sailing until they got to go to Clemson. Florida State got to go to Clemson. But
what does that
mean? Yeah, exactly. But
we find out a little bit more about what that means on Saturday at noon. They play North Carolina.
Yeah. And then you look at
I don't think anybody thought that was going to be a 1-3 versus 2-2. Maybe North Carolina could be 2-2. But Clemson's not supposed to be 1-3.
Do you look at Miami's schedule? Don't be surprised they're going to defeat it, man.
Okay.
Unless they slip up, they got to go to Texas to play, Dallas to play SMU, mm-hmm. Who is not the same team bunk. But at Virginia Tech and at Pitt, to close out the season usually trips up Miami.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, those usually trip up Miami. Now Virginia Tech is god awful.
This is the game that the Miami, like of this era of Miami, like since they've been pretty good over the last 5-10 years, whatever. This is the game they win.
Yes.
Like they beat Florida State on Saturday and look pretty good. The game they lose is when they play Louisville on Friday night.
Yes,
Which is the game after Florida State or at SMU.
It's in Miami, though.
It's in Miami. which is helpful. It's not the most, it's like the most intimidating environment.
Right.
But Louisville's actually pretty good, too.
They're playing pretty good also. But I just think that,
we're like at Virginia Tech at the end of the year.
Virginia Tech because that's when Mario Cristobal tricks off a damn game.
Yeah.
Are they built different than they have been in other years? Yeah, they're better players. But
they still have the same guy.
They got that guy.
They still have the same guy. Here's the thing, though. Like, we know what it is. Like, one trip up like that doesn't cost you what it used to.
Exactly. That's true.
You know, you still go to the ACC championship game. And if they make the ACC championship game with one loss, there's a pretty good chance they get in the playoff. Obviously, if they win it, they get in the playoff. But they do feel a little bit different to me.
And
it's because they have those dudes on defense.
And they got that line. Their offensive line is really good. Their defense line is really good. Carson Beck's playing really good. Mm-hmm. He had a couple picks the other game, but he's up for the most part. He's playing pretty good. They got weapons, but it's just a crystal ball thing. Can Castellanos, can he have some magic? Can him and Gus have some magic? He's going to throw the ball to beat Miami, though. Mm-hmm. He can.
You don't want to run around too much on those guys.
You can whirly dirly and all that. They're going to knock your little ass out.
At Bain, you want any part of that. I kind of think Alabama gets revenge on Vanderbilt at 3:30 on Saturday. I think just watching that offense in Alabama, and I know it was really only in the first half, which, by the way, is very like standard Kalen DeBoer, Ryan Grubb operating procedure. Like they get off to great starts and then hang on for dear life and find ways to win. But the creativity, and they still used some creative stuff in the second half too. That looked like those guys.
Yep.
Like that looked like Penix, University of Washington, DeBoer and Ryan Grubb. And that should make Alabama fans really happy because that's the guy that you hired, right? I mean, that's the group that you mm-hmm. Those are the guys that were supposed to replace Saban. I know they were ready to ship him off a couple of weeks ago, but that looked like the Kalen DeBoer that you brought to Alabama.
Well, he's a good damn coach, and he got his main man with him. And like you said, they had a great game plan that kept Georgia off balance, couldn't get off the field. I know they were talking about they were watching film from a year or 2 years ago about just Georgia defense. The Georgia defense is a scheme where you got to have studs to be able to do with Georgia. Georgia relies too much on their pressure from bringing guys because they don't have a guy that can line up and do that. They don't have that defensive lineman that can play run and pass, meaning they can play the run, but you don't have to take them off the field when it's a passing down. They don't have that anymore. But they got a guy, but they're still so young. We talk about the graphic. They're the second youngest team in the conference. Obviously, Tennessee is the youngest team in the conference. I'm sorry, as far as freshman-wise. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, Alabama did a great job of finding mixed matches and exploiting the whole damn first half. Now, once Georgia, and that's the thing with Georgia is, especially in big games, they try to hope that you don't get too far ahead of them and they can't come back on you.
That's a
tough way to live, but it usually happens in big games.
Yep.
Well, just at halftime, and then we'll start shutting stuff down, and then we'll make our run. This time we just in the same time in Alabama we took the lead in Alabama mm-hmm. Last year, but then
I mean it wasn't as big right. but it was a similar trip to what happened last year in Alabama. And honestly, they block the play on fourth down, the freshman catches the pass over the middle, like it's the same thing. They take the lead
if they give which is a first down. So
it really was?
Yeah, it was first down. Yeah, it was a first down.
It looked like it was.
It was a first down.
It looked like it was in real time.
Yeah, it looked like it was a first down.
You know what would be nice to see from Georgia against Kentucky?
Kick their ass.
Kick their ass, but get off to a good start. Yeah, like, don't be 7-3 midway through the second quarter.
It's noon. It's going to be a noon game. I'm pretty sure it's homecoming this weekend. It's going to kick their ass, man. Kick their ass so I can enjoy the rest of my afternoon because Saturday is going to be – when Georgia plays early on Saturday, that means I usually got to do stuff Saturday night. Yeah, movie outside somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun,
dude.
What movie?
You think I'll be knowing anything? I'll just be showing. I just gotta show up.
Sounds like a good time. Outdoor movie?
Yeah,
with the fam.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be at the house. If it's at the house, that's fine. But they have something at Peachtree Corners or something.
Peachtree Corners is great.
I love Peachtree Corners, but it'll be different.
I think it's Hocus Pocus.
Is that what it is?
Halloween theme.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a good movie.
Because I can go hang out at a bar or something. But that little
if y'all end up over there, let me know. I will come down.
That little 3-year-old dude ain't gonna sit still. So you know who got to hang out with him?
There's a really big playground there.
That's
though.
True. He's not gonna watch
huge
that movie.
Playground.
Then who's gonna be on the playground?
You.
I know.
Well, maybe Olivia. Awesome. If y'all...
I got a playground at home, man. We can drink at the house. I got a playground at the house. He loves. You can hang out with Daddy, and we can sit there. Daddy can have his beer and his cigars and TV. Damn, a hocus pocus.
Good movie.
Is it?
Oh. My wife loves it. I don't think I've ever seen it. I think they made a new one, or a second one. Hocus Pocus 2. Secret of the Ooze. Electric Boogaloo. I don't know. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.